Hello again, and welcome back to the Business Podcast with Eugene Spivak. For those of you who are listening to the show for the first time, my name is Eugene Spivak. I'm a business strategy consultant and a business coach. In this product, we cover some of the essential business topics and more common pitfalls observed by my coaching clients. This podcast aims to help you to build even more solid business judgment and take a shorter path towards your objectives. In the last podcast, we covered your bright ideas and how to vet them and make them even brighter. Before we jump in, there are three great news that I want to share with you. My book, PMO Governance, has just received its 10th book award and became International Awards book finalist in the general business category. Also, this week, a number of my students and coaching clients has exceeded 10,000. And the number of listeners of this podcast has been growing steadily. So thank you for tuning in and for listening. The feedback is very important and valuable, and it helps me to continue to produce new episodes. If there are specific topics that you want to explore or specific business challenges that you are facing, you can drop me a note at www.eugenespivak.com/ask and share your question. If your answer is chosen, it may be featured on the show or in my blog. All right, let's jump into today's topic. Today's episode is called The Entrepreneurship Vehicle, and it is of the utmost significance. When thinking about starting a business, a few of my coaching clients do not have a firm handle on the business model, or, in simple terms, an entrepreneurship vehicle. What is it? If you imagine that you want to get from where you are today, or from a point A to a point B, where all of your goals, wishes, and objectives, dreams, and hopes lie. Those objectives could include your own self-sufficient, self-managing business that continues growing with minimal involvement of you as an entrepreneur. If you belong to a corporate world, we have the same wish to establish your own business, or we have some of the objectives related to your workplace. Concepts that we'll cover in this podcast will apply to both scenarios. However, more of the scenarios will focus on the entrepreneurship. Don't be upset, we'll cover business improvement in the corporate setting in one of the future episodes. Now, let's get back. For us to get from point A to point B, we need a mode of transportation. Something that will get us towards where we need to go. This could be represented by an abstract concept of a vehicle. In practice, such vehicle is a combination of many things. Some of them include solid business model, clear value proposition, and a strong demand for your product and service that may be enriched by your know-how to provide value to your clients and customers, and maybe a knowledge of how to operate your business at every turn of the way. Most importantly, such a vehicle needs to be moving or making the progress towards your end goal or destination. The first group of pitfalls among my clients are the endless preparations that are taken before the vehicle starts moving. Those include endless research about market or how to accomplish something along the way. You will find out and you will get that information. Another pitfall is starting one task and then going down the rabbit hole to satisfy the temptation of perfectionism and completing the task perfectly while all other areas may be struggling or even may have degraded beyond the repair. Some of them are holding on to doing too many things and not building selective ignorance or good delegation capabilities of the really important areas. So, if you use an analogy with the car, spending too much time on trim and paint rather than putting together a car frame, engine and wheels, and any other bare essentials that are needed to get the vehicle moving is a trade-off that you don't really want to make towards the trim and paint and all the shiny and nice things. Get your car going. That's the very important message. Remember the 80-20 rule. It applies here too. 20% of the work that you put in the implementation of the business model is enough to make it viable and to get it moving. And all the rest are the pretty touches that may not be always necessary, and certainly not all of them are necessary right from the start. There are two modes of how you can be operating: thinking and doing, but not both. To overcome the syndrome of preparation, you need to stop thinking and start doing. You already have an amazing judgment and solid intuition. It will definitely be there for you and will tell you what to do next. As you know, in the state of hypnosis, a person can recall any detail that they have experienced in their life. So, all of that information is already available in your mind, and it is served by your inner voice or an intuition. Great leaders, business people, and entrepreneurs don't have time to think. They have a split second to make a decision and then move on to another one. If you make a decision and act upon them faster than your competitors, you'll always be ahead of them. Decisiveness is one of the very important traits of entrepreneur. Without it, we become a majority. Hopefully, with these recommendations, you realize the importance of getting the entrepreneurship vehicle moving. Any not as perfect movement or even an inch per day is a million times better than a state of perfection yet at a standstill. When your business is moving along and progressing towards the first steps in its infancy or specific improvements that you desire for your existing business, there are a few other challenges that come next. The first challenge is a question of what to do. This question is probably the most important one. After all, we all are very busy people. We have so many things that we need to do. We need to focus on building. Do we need to focus on building the finished products and services? Or do we invest our time in marketing and bringing in more customers? Or do we build relationships with our existing customers? These are just some of very, very many priorities that we all have on our plates. I often like to say that we have 10 things to do, we have 10 things that we have to do, and only 3 things for which we have enough time. How do we choose these 3 things? Before we answer this question, let's pause for a second and make inventory in your mind about what are the 10 things that you need to do. I will pause for 10 seconds and you can come up with them. Are you done? All right. What kind of objectives did you think of? You may want to put this podcast on pause and just write them down if you haven't done so already. The first question is, if you could come up with the top 10 objectives for your business right on the spot, or if the items that you have thought of could have been related to more of your present moment, or how to get the entrepreneurship vehicle moving. The second question that we need to ask is, when are we looking at your top 10, is how relevant are the items to your destination? What will be the contribution of each item and the likelihood that it will give your entrepreneurship vehicle yet another boost? For example, did you think of important things or urgent things, which could be things that are important to someone else? Another assessment criterion is the type of the objectives. Are they more tactical in nature or more strategic? Tactical items are needed for the first few steps. Strategic items usually have higher significance and they make much more difference in the long run. For example, if I'm in a podcasting business, my tactical objective could be to answer the most relevant question. And my strategic objectives is how to make a big difference that I can to my listeners, so that they can avoid as many of the business problems as possible. With this information, we now have the answer about how do we choose 3 things out of 10 for us, for our activities to make the biggest difference. We focus more on the strategic hours and big thoughts that have expectancy of months and years rather than just hours or days. This way, what we do for ourselves and for our businesses will not be just good or great, but it will have significance. After we get our vehicle moving, we have another challenge, is what to do next after it is on the road. If you remember your homework from the previous episode, you had to jot down top 10 things that you need to do right away within weeks from today, and to take a note of another top 10 things that you need to do in the next 3 months. If you did write these things down, you can examine your to-do list from the perspective of the thoughts shared in this podcast. Were your ideas and next steps focused on building a full vehicle before it will start to move? Or were you to build just enough that is needed to get your vehicle going? Were you focusing more on the tactical items or the strategic items? Now, let's talk a bit about planning. Planning is an intense, extensive topic in itself, and likely we will dedicate at least one of the episodes to it. For now, we just need to know that you need to have a high-level plan for your entire journey and the detailed plan for the next stretch of the road. In your homework, which hopefully as many of you have done, you have completed both the activities for the few weeks from today and the activities for your entire journey. This approach helps you to know what to do next. Most importantly, you need to avoid pulling your hair about how all of the details of the path will come together and how all of the path will look like. In the beginning of every journey, we have no idea about this, and this is perfectly normal because we'll find the details as we go along. If we use an analogy with a vehicle, if you're going from Boston to Miami by car on your vacation, when planning your path, at the high level, you'll know which cities you'll travel along your path. Yet, when you examine the next stretch of the road, you may find a few places of interest that you may want to visit along the way. When you approach the next stretch, you will perform similar type of detailed planning of the next path. There is another benefit with this type of planning. Use the findings from the previous stretch in planning of the next one, and then just make some course corrections. Do not forget about the prerequisites that you may need for the next stretch of the road. And most importantly, just don't stop, continue moving. Don't get distracted on your way of your objectives by a shiny widget or a research about how to best select the most polished wheel that is available on the market. As, after all, in your mind, the vehicle cannot move along without a perfectly tuned wheel. Actually, it can. As we covered earlier, the movement is more important than standstill, no matter the quality. With the movement and with the ongoing desire to improve, you will be able to take the shortest path in no time at all. Let's observe how you can address the third difficulty when we are moving. How can we anticipate the obstacles and challenges in advance? The most important tool is the imagination. It will let you come up with the possible scenarios. And after that, when you have passed the stretch of the road, validate them and make some adjustments in what you think will happen under the similar circumstances in future. The more you practice imagining and observing, the more solid your vision and the intuition will become. you will be able to anticipate the unanticipated. And almost to the point that you can do it and you can see what is happening around the corner. Inability, lack of desire, lack of skill to anticipate obstacles often lead to severe business issues. One of my clients was not able to anticipate and adequately prepare for them, and as a result, multi-million dollar customer loyalty program was stalled to the point of that client was thinking of it as a sunk cost. Luckily, our paths crossed and I have successfully helped them to recover that program. Let's now recap the main takeaway from this podcast. It is to put together an entrepreneurship vehicle or your business model that it will have an essential enough state to get it moving, which is most important. Don't add bells and whistles to a vehicle right from the start. The vehicle that will arrive to the destination will very likely be a completely new one. The second takeaway is to focus on your path and on your planning. High level for all the way to your destination and a detailed plan for the next stretch of your road. We are now at the end of the entrepreneurship vehicle episode. Thank you very much for tuning in and for listening. Till next time. You have been listening to the Business Podcast with Eugene Spivak. You can hear more episodes of this podcast at eugenespivak.com/businesspodcast.